From the hills of West Virginia to the high rises of Chicago. For over 30 years, Dan Frio has mastered the real estate market as one of the country's premier mortgage advisors. Dan is now sharing his experience and knowledge with the AM 560 audience. So sit back and learn how Dan has helped his clients manage the ups and downs of the real estate market across the country. Now, here's the host of the Mortgage Update, Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. If you want to call me, please call. Hey, I got an 800 number now. Take this down if you want. If you're out of state, you're watching me on YouTube, you're in California, you want to call 844-775-LOAN. Woohoo! Got me a fancy number now. So, if you want to email me, it's dfrio, F-R-I-O, at parksidelending.com. So today I want to talk about refinancing. Does it make sense? How to do it? What's the best programs for you? All kind of things. So I'm going to talk about, let's first talk about taking advantage of today's low rates. Probably in the for the next 6-8 months. Here's my, I do a lot of research on this. I have a degree in economics, so I follow a lot of these trends. A lot of times, if you watch some of my YouTube videos, I try to preface it by saying, you know, The question I always get is, Dan, why you? Why not the other guy? Well, there's a lot of things I do for you. And I hate when somebody will say, well, I call you back, or I'm available for you, or I got the best rates in town. Who cares? Let's say somebody is, you compare me to somebody else's, and my costs are, I'm just going to say, $1,000 more than the other place. Okay? Let's just say that. If you don't know who you're dealing with, and they put you into a program that you shouldn't be in, that's causing you to pay, let's say, for example, pay a little bit higher rate, or they put you into a program that has a higher, just say, a higher PMI factor, okay? And I won't go into details on exactly what PMI is, but there's multiple programs that have multiple variations of what's called PMI, private mortgage insurance. Let's say, for example, I get you into a program that has very discounted PMI right now because the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac has special programs out there, and my PMI is $48. But the other guy that's $1,000 cheaper than me, he just flows you through. Doesn't have a clue on the programs or anything. He's got you, okay, we can get you approved, and my rate is this, and my fees are nothing, and I can get you through and get you done. Well, then you call back the next day, and he's not the one working there. He no longer works there. You talk to another person. And then that person doesn't really know what's going on. They'll get back with you. Then 3 days later, they have a supervisor call you and saying, those two people were fired, so we're going to assign you to this other person. Make a long story short, that happens every day. I get those phone calls every day. That nobody's even calling me back. Nobody has a clue where my loan is. Okay, so that's one part of it. The next part is, let's say my PMI is, I forget what I said, I think $40. Mine's $40. Theirs is 120. Okay, so theirs is $80 more than mine. So after the first year, which loan's better for you? Which loan's better? Now my $1,000 fee is equal to theirs. So for the next 1, 2, 7, 10, 15 years, you're paying that extra $80 a month that you didn't have to. So ultimately, the frustration that you had at the beginning versus the extra cost that you didn't have to have is putting you in a worse position than they promised you at the beginning. That happens every day. I get YouTube people calling me from all over the country telling me exactly that. Okay, so that's that part of it. So let's talk about refinancing. Why you might want to refinance. Well, today's rates, if your rate is over 4.875 or 4.75, please give me a call. Let's do an analysis. Okay, let's do an analysis. What we might be able to do is refinance you and reduce your term. So let's say you have 23 years left and you're at 4.99. Well, how about we do a 20-year term at 4, your payment's the same, and you just save 2 years of payments, and your payment is $1,000 a month. You save 2 years, so you just save 24 payments of $1,000. You just save $24,000. $24,000, okay? So that's, you know, that's a big piece of, you know, what you might want to look at doing today. That's just if you have a high rate. So let's say your rate's good. You're like, Dan, I got a good rate. It's 4.25. Well, today's rate is, I'm just going to say, let's say it's 4.5. I'll just say 4.5. And that's, I'm not giving you APR and all that stuff. I'm just theoretically throwing out a 4.5 rate. But I just did a YouTube video. I just posted probably within the last few days that I did a debt consolidation analysis. Okay. Here's the conclusion of this thing is I put in a young couple that had, they bought their house 9 years ago. They have good equity in the property because they bought it at the crash. And the house appreciated, plus they've made 9 years of payments. They have a student loan, a car payment, a personal loan, 2 credit cards. All of those totaled up to $1,600 a month. That's not including their house payment. That's just their extra payments on all those other accounts. What we did, or what we're doing, is we're consolidating all those accounts. Okay? All those accounts. Well, the analysis I initially did showed that if we applied that $1,600 a month savings to their loan, it would pay off their loan in 8 years. They have 22 years left now. Why do they have credit cards and a personal loan? Well, it's because they don't make enough money to adjust to their or manage their lifestyle. So what would happen is, you know, as they're accumulating debt, they get the car payment. Now things start running a little bit tight. So now they're buying groceries instead of cash. They're buying it on credit cards. So now each month, now they have a credit card bill that comes in that they can't pay in full. So now they run that up. So now they have a car payment that they didn't have 6 months ago and a credit card. Now they're really getting tight. So they go get a personal loan. That personal loan fills in the gap short term. Now what? Now they have the car, the credit card, the personal loan. Now they got to go get another credit card to help. So you see where I'm getting on this. So what we're doing is we consolidated the whole thing. Yes, we've reduced their monthly outflow by $1,600, but they were already in a deficiency. So what can we do? So my suggestion was, let's put you on a 30-year term. But I don't want you to pay on this thing for 30 years. I don't want you to stretch it out because it's a ton of interest you're going to pay. So what we're going to do is we're going to say, you know what, we're going to apply $500 of that $1,600 in reduction each month that you're getting. We're going to apply that to the new mortgage. So every month you're going to send in an extra $500. What's that do for us? Well, one, it just reduced their monthly outflow by $1,100. Which is now putting them more than above equal or where they need to be to live their lifestyle. And get this, the extra $500 they're sending in is going to allow them to pay off their house in 18 years. If you remember back, what I said is they have 22 years remaining now. So we're not only saving them because they're not saving it. They were living above their lifestyle, but we've reduced their monthly outflow by $1,600. We took $500 of that and applying to the mortgage. So we've reduced their monthly outflow by $1,100 at this point. So now they're okay. They don't have to live on personal loans and credit cards. And we're going to pay off the house in 18 years versus 22 years. That's 4 years of savings. Their house payment is, I think it was $1,500 a month. So let me do the math. I got a calculator right here. Sorry. So we got $1,500 a month times 48 payments, $72,000 in savings of interest that they're also getting on this. So, you know, it does make sense many, many, many times to look into refinancing. So I'm not the proponent of keep churning and burning you. I don't want you to go out there and keep buying cars and credit cards. That's not the goal. You have the debt. I'm trying to help you be responsible with that debt and restructure it to make it manageable and make it make sense. And in this case that I just represented, Now, also that interest, all 100% of that interest that you pay on that mortgage is tax deductible. So let's say now you just paid, you know, you're going to pay an extra $4,000 or $5,000 in interest this year. With the tax credit, you're going to get another $1,000 or $2,000 back extra on your tax refund. So that's even more savings for you. So, and again, many times this truly makes sense. There are times where it does not, and I will be the first one to tell you, you know what, that made no sense. I don't want to do a loan for you because it doesn't make any sense. What I need you to do is just send an extra $75 a month on your current payment. You'll be good to go. You're going to save 1 or 2 years. You're going to pay it off 1, 2 years ahead of time. You're going to save $15,000. God bless you. Thanks for calling. I greatly appreciate you looking into it because it made sense for you to do that. You know, so again, I'm not trying to put you into any more debt. I'm trying to restructure this debt for you. So, okay. So I'm going to conclude this part of the show. If you need my assistance or my help, please reach out to me. I'll start giving out the 800 number so you can reach me there. So if you're all over the country, not only in Illinois, you can reach me. It's 844-775-LOAN. 844-775-LOAN. Or you can reach me via email, which is dfrio, F-R-I-O, at parksidelending.com. God bless. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Now, more of the Mortgage Update on AM 560. Here's your host, Dan Frio.
Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And I, of course, am Dan Frio. We're talking about refinancing right now. Refinancing. Does it make sense? And a lot of times you see, well, do this, do that. Many times, I'll just be blunt. Many times I'll run across people that have refinanced and I went through the scenario with them and it made no sense. It made the bank money. They got them to skip a payment. They got brainwashed somehow, some way that, you know, it was a beneficial to them, but it didn't. But many times it does. It's an awesome package, but it's individual. So that's why I would say deal with somebody you can know and trust. So, you know, I'll leave it at that. All right. So ways you can refinance. So let's say you have an FHA loan. And I do a lot of these every month. And you have an FHA loan, you took it out years ago, and your rate's high, and I can't fathom how where some of these people come crawl out of the woodworks, but they'll call me and they're like, Dan, I'm at a 7% interest rate, I have an FHA loan, and I need to refinance. Unfortunately, they had their house depreciated or whatever, and they might owe, you know, equal to what they owe on it now. Or they just might be retired and they have a bunch of debt and it doesn't qualify or whatever. So what I'm getting at is FHA and VA both have what they call a streamline process. A streamline. It's very simple. We pull your credit and it's usually a mortgage-only credit report to validate that you're current and you made the last 12 payments on time. And there is a benefit. Meaning I have to reduce your rate at least 0.5% and I have to save you money. I have to save you money. It's got to make sense for you, not for me, the bank, and whoever else to churn and burn and make money. It's got to make sense for you. So what we do is we take that loan. We can do multiple things with it. We can take that loan and flip it into today's rates. That's what we do in every one of them. But the term can be adjusted. We can reduce your term. We can keep the term the same as you have now. We can stretch it back to 30 years if you want. Many times you might say, Dan, that's not a good idea. Well, it's not. It might not be a good idea for you, but it might be a good idea for someone to stay in that home and put food on the table and pay their medicine and pay the heating bill and pay the water bill. It might be good for that person. These streamlined loans you can qualify if you have a VA loan or an FHA loan. So again, if your rate right now, I'll say if your rate's 5% or higher and you have an FHA or a VA loan, please call me. Please call me. I can take your loan as long as your current made the last 12 months payments on time. I can flip it to today's rates and we can adjust that term to fit your budget. the cool thing about this process is we don't need a new appraisal. We don't need any income verification. All we do is we say, you've made your last 12 payments on time. We can reduce your rate, thus reduce your payment. You qualify. You qualify. If you can make the payment now, let's say your payment's $1,500 and we're going to bring it down to $1,100. If you're paying $1,500 a month and you've paid it every month for the last year and you're current and you're on time and everything's good, you can well afford $1,100 a month. So you basically, you know, you qualified. So then some people might say, well, that's kind of a dumb loan. You didn't get the house appraised in, or you didn't verify their income. You know what? But that person has proven that they're making payments on time. So do I want to, have somebody that's, they're showing me they can make the $1,500 payment every time with no faults and help them out and bring down their payment to $1,100? Or do I want to take a chance on somebody new and all this other stuff? So that's the guidelines. You might agree with them or you might not agree with them. That's your prerogative. But those are truly the guidelines. Okay, so that's an easy finance way to take advantage of today's rates. Now, there's other programs. And you might have just bought the house a year or two ago, and your rate was 4.99. And let's say today we can get you 4 and save you $100-$200 a month. And I'm doing a lot right now of exactly that. We can refinance the person, save them $200 a month. And the costs are minimal. People are taking advantage of that. Okay. The problem is many times those people that they might have used me, and I put them into specific programs that we have that only require 3% down. I have programs that get you into a house with 3% down. Okay. So now if you call a lender and they say, you know, you don't have enough equity in your home to refinance, please call me. Because I have programs, as long as your loan was through, and you hear me talk about these two entities all the time, Fannie Mae and or Freddie Mac, if your loan is with one of those companies who is the ultimate behind the scenes loan holder, and I can find that out for you, you probably have no idea, but I'll find that out for you. If they are, we can refinance you up to 97% of the home's value. So you might have purchased your home a year ago. The rate was 4.99. Now the rate's 4, saves you $200 a month. I can refinance you up to 97%. Take care of that. Okay. $200 a month is a lot. If you start applying that to your mortgage, you're probably going to cut off probably 5 to 7 years on your loan. So you might come back and say, well, I'm already in the loan for a year. Do I really want to refinance? Absolutely. Absolutely. Unless you're going to be there only 2-3 more years. If you're going to be there 5 to 7 years or more, absolutely do it. So that's you know, other ways that you can refinance. Other ways, and like we talked about at the beginning, other ways that you might want to refinance is consolidation loans. Here's a big program that we have, and right now it's smoking. Many people are, especially in my neighborhood, I have a lot of people calling me. They're putting on roofs, they're putting on decks, they're putting on gazebos, they're finishing their basements, they're rehabbing their kitchens and bathrooms. I have a refinance program. They're renovation programs that will give you money to do the renovations. Okay. It gives you the money based on the future value of your home. So let's say, for example, you have an unfinished basement and your kitchen and bath are 30 years old. We then go in, we give you a complete, you know, or you do it. You do a complete basement and you rehab everything to brand new. That probably just bumped your value in your home $50,000, $60,000, $70,000. Okay. If you look to do a home equity loan on that, you might not have the equity to do so. Also, if you don't use every penny of that home equity loan for home remodeling, the interest isn't tax deductible. So, and in most cases, your rate is an adjustable rate. So let's say you borrowed $50,000, $60,000. you're probably not going to pay that off in 2, 3, 4 years. What are rates going to be in 4 or 5 years from now? Are they going to be higher? Eh, probably. If how much in tax deductibility are you not taking advantage of because of that? Because you then probably will take that home equity line, you did all that, but then you used it to maybe pay off a couple bills or do some other things. So now it's not, you know, that portion isn't tax deductible, and that gets really gray, and your accountant might not even want to go there. So this would be a loan based on future value of your home, what it would be worth after you did all the rehabs. It would be a fixed rate loan that's locked in for 20, 30, 40 years, 20, 30 years, whatever you want on those. And it is 100% tax deductible. So that's why, you know, these. So that those are all the reasons why I would look at refinancing, debt consolidation, home repairs, home updates, putting on additions, things like that. If you have a higher rate, rates 5 or more, please call me. Please call me. You might say that's not worth the headaches. If I can show you and I can say, you know, we can save you $20,000 in interest over the next 10 years. If you say no, whatever. I mean, what drives me nuts is people, they get excited because they get a, you know, $50 off coupon if they spend $300 and they're excited. But then I go back and say, you know what? I can save you $20,000 in interest. You need all that paperwork. I got to go through all that paperwork again. Come on. So that's tough. But okay, today's hack. I just ran in. I'm going to reiterate this one. Please don't pay off your collections. Don't pay off your collections without talking to me first. Because what we want to do is we want to see when those collections took place and what they are. I just had a young lady pay off $15,000 in medical collections. Now she has no money to buy a house. She could have put those on payments. She could have negotiated those down. Another caller from Michigan, he called me in and he said, Dan, I just paid off 4 collections, cost me $3,000. I'm like, where were the collections from? He's like, probably 10 years ago. I'm like, dude, you just shot yourself in the foot. He's like, you know what? You know what? You're exactly right, because I'm calling you because my credit score has just plummeted and I couldn't figure out why until I just watched your video. And I'm like, that was it. You should have called me. So if you're one of those people out there that have the questions, please give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. So I want to thank you for listening. Again, my name is Dan Frio, The Mortgage Update. If you want to reach out to me, just give me a call at 844-775-LOAN or visit me on the web at windmortgage.com or shoot me an email at dfrio, that's F-R-I-O, at parksidelending.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Mortgage Update on AM 560. Now, here's your host, Dan Frio.
Welcome back to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I, of course, am Dan Frio. So today I want to go over my YouTube channel. And don't turn the dial, because what we're going to focus on is I'm going to go to my website and my YouTube channel, and I'm going to go through and see the top rated videos that are out there. And then we're going to talk about them. So if you haven't been there, please go to YouTube and just look up or search The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And again, I'm Dan Frio. If you'd like to reach me, hopefully you have some questions, feel free to call me. It's 630-338-1160. Or probably the best way to get me, because I will respond on emails. I will respond to your phone calls. But a lot of times, you know, I get probably 50, 60 a day, so it's hard to keep up sometimes. But a good way to get me is dfrio, which is F-R-I-O, at parksidelending.com. So, okay, so let's get on to it. I'm going to go through my YouTube channel. I'm there right now. I got my laptop open. The first one is talking about credit scores. We delve into that, and I'll have a whole show on credit scores. But what I want to talk about today is number two video is the mortgage underwriting process. Okay, so this is, I just opened my laptop and popped that up, and that's it. The funny thing is, last night or yesterday, I received two phone calls from two individuals. One was in Florida, one was in Michigan. And they said, both of them, it was a very similar conversation that I had with them. They said they called other places And one place they couldn't do this gentleman's loan because he needed a minimum of a 660 credit score. And then the other person said he called this one place, left his information, then called back, nothing, waited for a phone call or an email, nothing. A week goes by, and then he finally finds me on YouTube. And he reached out, and I was able to give him a pre-approval on a purchase of a home within about 3 hours. So, this preferences into the mortgage underwriting process. So, why is it, if you listen to my show, you say, like, Dan, you say I can qualify for a mortgage with a 580 credit score. Why did that place tell him 660? So, let me move the curtains back a little bit and explain to you the mortgage process. Okay. This says mortgage underwriting process, which is, that's what we're going to talk about. All right. So here's what happens is you're sitting there and you're like, okay, I've decided I want to buy a home. So now what do I do? And I know this first step is very confusing. What do you do? Do you go on Zillow or Realtor.com, start looking at homes? Well, you shouldn't really do that because you need pre-approved. Who do I call for pre-approvals? Because when I listen to the radio, I hear about 18 different people that have 18 different scenarios and everybody's promising the world. I don't like the online systems because I just go on there. I don't know. I have no clue who I'm sending my information to. You know, will that person call me back? There's a whole slew of things of the what do you do? Okay, so that's where I come into play. And if you would please check out my Google reviews, that's probably the number one place I can guide you to. There's probably 20 or 30 there. I have a 5-star rating. Here's why. You want a mortgage. You call or email me. You deal with me. Okay, you might not deal with me from square one to all the way to the closing, but initially, you're going to deal with me all the way to the point you're pre-approved and we have a house under contract. So you know every piece of this puzzle. So now we're going to piece that puzzle together. So what happens is, please call me. You can actually go to my website as well at windmortgage.com. Okay, so you can go to the website or call me or email me. So now it's the application process. Okay. So here's what we do. I take down your information, and now the pieces of the puzzle. This is the most important part of this process. There's pieces of this puzzle that we need to get. Okay. Those pieces are your credit, your income, in your down payment, or the money you have in the bank that you're going to use to buy the home. Okay. So now the application process, again, you can do it online. Even if you do it online, you go to my website, you click through this process. Even if you do it online, expect a phone call from me within hours. Why? You might not want, you're like saying, Dan, I want to do it online because I really don't like interaction, or, you know, for some other reasons. Well, the issue there is the data in my, well, let's put it this way, the data out or my pre-approval is only as good as your data in. So you might not know what exactly income are we going to use. Are you commissioned? How long have you been there? Do you get bonuses? Do you get overtime? There's a whole slew of questions that might or might not allow specific income that you're putting into the application. That's one big thing. Another thing is you probably don't have your house picked out yet. So you don't know really the loan amount you're looking for. A big piece of that puzzle also is the real estate taxes on the property. So basically the application process, the first part is, you know, we need to gather that information. The big three parts is credit, income, and down payment. Okay, so I will give you a call because we're going to go through in detail what your application consists of. Your data is accurate. What I don't want to do is take you down a road and there's potentially a brick wall at the end of that road. We're doing a disservice to everybody. you know, you're anxious now. It's like, okay, I'm pre-approved. I can buy a house. You know, then we get all the way down this process. And then now I get your pay stubs and everything. You don't make what you said you made. So now you don't qualify. So now the whole, you know, all the house of cards just tumbled. Okay. So let's get back to it. How do we get your credit? Well, I need specific information. I need your full legal name. I need your address. It can't be a P.O. box, but I need a physical address. I need your birth date. I need your Social Security number. Yes, I need your Social Security number. So, are you wanting to put your Social Security number online to whomever? Are you wanting to give your Social Security number to a person that you just happen to call in, and because they have all these bells and whistles, they're promising you to not, that guy, that person might be just data entry, might be, you don't know who it is. Where's your data going? Okay, so, but that's the information we get. Okay, so that part is, that's the first part of the application. That enables me to pull your credit. I need more things as we're going to progress through, but that'll pull your credit. Okay, so we're going to dive in the next section of the show. We're going to dive into each one of these parts a little bit in more detail. So that's the application part is that. So we have that part for the credit. So now we need the income. What income do you make? What can we use to qualify? Well, we're going to go through your job information. Some misconceptions. Well, you know, I'll get a call and the person says, I've been there for 1 year and 6 months. I know I can't qualify because I haven't been there for 2 years. So what can I do? What should I do? I have to wait. A lot of that information is wrong. It's not accurate in many, many, many or most cases. Okay. But this part of the process is your income. What can we use? How are we going to use it? You know, all those things. So I'm going to ask you, do you work? Yes. Where do you work? How long? What do you make? How much per hour? All this information. I need pay stubs from you. I need W-2s from you. I need tax returns from you. Again, I don't want to take you down a road and hit a brick wall. You might say, well, I'd rather just click, 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 click and print out a pre-approval. God bless you. But probably 50% of the time, that quick pre-approval is going to hit. You're going to hit a brick wall at the end. So the income part, that's it. And again, second part of the show, we're going to dive into that a little bit more. Can you use bonus money? Can you use overtime? Can you use, you know, a bunch of other pieces of a puzzle? Okay, so that's that part of it. Now your down payment. This is probably the biggest stumbling block that we have in most cases. The reason is we have to document your money that you're putting into the transaction meticulously. Why? Well, real estate is the number one tool in money laundering. So we get scrutinized on the assets that you have and where they're coming from and what can be used and what can't be used and so forth. So those are the pieces of the puzzle. Again, the credit, the income, and your assets. Okay, when we come back, I'm going to pull a curtain away and dive into each one of those in detail. You might be surprised, hopefully pleasantly surprised, on the information I'm going to give you. So again, if I can be of any help to you, please reach out to me. You can reach me at 844-775-LOAN or email me. It's dfrio, which is F-R-I-O, at parksidelending.com. Or you can reach me on the web at windmortgage.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is the Mortgage Update on AM 560. Once again, here's your host, Dan Frio.
Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I, of course, am Dan Frio. So here's what we're going to do in this part. Again, we're going through the process or the underwriting process for a mortgage. So we went over the three big components, credit, income, and I'll say assets or money down. Okay, so credit-wise, what credit score do you need to qualify? Is it 580, 500, 550, 600, 620, 640? It could be all over the map. I can't tell you what the lender you're going to call is going to tell you. What I can tell you is the facts behind all of the loan products. So let me make this as simple as I can. There's two entities out there that do probably 90% of all the mortgages in the country. And the names of those companies are Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Okay, you've probably heard of one or both of them. Believe it or not, they do almost all the loans in the country. You might say, well, Dan, I go to Quicken. I don't go to them. Or I go to Chase. Or I go to Guaranteed Rate. I go to so-and-so. Yes, but they use Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to do all the loans. The loan approvals, well, an automated approval, and I'll explain that in a second. But what happens is all these companies, and us as well, some of us service the loans, meaning we are the servicer. We collect the payments. Most of the loans are, however, are sold to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. So what happens is we do the loan, we send the loan to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, whoever was the processing piece of that puzzle. They send us the money back, and then we now are the servicing company. You send your payments in, we collect bucks for servicing, we send the rest to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. That's how it really works in the real world. Most people don't realize that. So why I said that is, okay, so now Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they make the rules, the real rules behind everything. So let's dig into it a little bit. FHA programs. So the programs we'll discuss real quick are FHA, VA, and conventional loans. Okay. If you don't know what those are, you know, please check, you know, some of my past episodes. You can find those on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, all over the web. You can find these shows and go back and try to find one that says, you know, FHA underwriting or what is a conventional loan or something like that. But if for an FHA loan, you only need a 500 credit score. 500. Okay. The caveat there is you need 10% down payment if you're buying a property. So let's say you're buying a $100,000 home. You have a 510 credit score. You can get approved, but you'd have to put down 10%. Okay. So $100,000 loan or home, you put down 10%. That's $10,000. You're getting a $90,000 loan. If you're at 580 credit score and more, you can go with the 3.5% down program. Okay, that's the normal. That's where a lot of loans go because of the minimum down payment and the credit scores. Okay, so you're saying I called this place and I even tried to get an FHA loan, but they said their credit score is 620. Okay, that's their rule. Let me make it, I'll explain it this way. The government steps in and says the speed limit throughout the whole country is now, as of today, 70 miles an hour. State of Illinois comes in and says, well, if you're driving through our state, we don't want you going past 55. That is their rule that kind of goes over top of the federal rules. So going back, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac says you only need a 580 credit score, but XYZ Bank might say, we need a 600 credit score. We need a 620 credit score to do an FHA loan with us. That is what we call an overlay. Okay, so they're overlaying their guidelines on top of the true guidelines from the place that makes the rules. So hopefully that makes sense. Okay, so again, FHA, you can get a loan with a 500 credit score. 580 or more gets you a 3.5% down. With under 580, you need 10% down. Conventional financing, you need a 620 credit score. I had a gentleman call me the other day, said he called a bank, and they said he needed 660. No clue where they're getting that, but that's an overlay, okay? Again, an overlay. So that's that part of it, all right? So that's the credit section. Now let's go over income. What income can be used? Dan, I applied for a place and I've only been there for 1 year, 10 months, and they're declining me because they said I haven't been there for 2 years. It could be. I would highly suggest you call me because I probably know some loopholes around that, or that might be an overlay. You know, again, that might be their rule, period. You need to be there 2 years or more. Many times, if you're there for less than 2 years, let me go down this path. So if you haven't been on a job for 2 years, don't give up hope. which you normally can use your salary. So if you say I work 40 hours a week, I make $25 an hour, you know, but I do make overtime and bonuses. Okay, but I've been there for 1 year and 4 months. Okay, what can be used? Well, your salary can be used in most cases, the 40 hours at $25 an hour, but you can't use the bonuses. You can't use the commissions. You can't use any other perks until you've been there for 2 years. That is etched in stone, that part of it. But the salaried part, in most cases, you can use it. So again, if you called somebody and they said, no, you have to be there 2 years at least minimally, period, call me. I'd love to help. So Social Security, pensions. I get a lot of questions is, you know, can I qualify? I'm on pension and Social Security only. Can I qualify to buy a house? Absolutely. If you budget, it doesn't matter where it comes from. As long as we can count it, we can validate it, we can prove it, and your budget allows for it. Yeah, you can get a loan with using that. So child support, you can use if it's claimed on your taxes or court ordered. There's a lot of other things. So if you have any specific questions, please reach out to me. I'd love to help. So let's get on to the next thing. Down payment, your money that you have in the bank. This is the stickler part in most cases. Okay. I just recently had a client who got an inheritance. And it's hard to document. Why? I really don't know, to be honest with you. But, you know, when you're getting monies, we have to what they call source and season. Okay, source and season. So if you're trying to use your own money, we need to source and season it for at least 60 days. Okay, what I mean by that is where did it come from? And again, going back to the first segment of the show, the mortgage industry or the housing or real estate business or industry is utilized in the laundering of money, huge. So this part of the equation is very scrutinized. Okay, so we need to source and season it. So you might say, you know, I did get an inheritance. Okay, let's see the death certificate and the will. That should be pretty simple. You know, or, you know, I got a bonus or I got a tax refund. Those should be fairly simple to show. I get your tax returns. It shows you're getting a refund of X and we prove that that's what you put in the bank. Here's where it gets sticky a little bit is you could sell something. You could sell a car. I would suggest take a copy of the title. Do an invoice for it and keep all that information. The person gives you a check or cash. I would highly suggest that you get check. We can make a copy of that. We can make a copy of the invoice. You can make a copy of the title. I know it sounds crazy and it's a lot of work, but if you're looking to buy a house, you're going to have this as an issue. So you can use 401k money. If you have money in your 401k or retirement funds, you can pull that out. I can help you with that. I can give you the paperwork needed to send to your investment company to pull that money out. So there's a lot of ways. Cash is no good. No good. So if you have cash in a mattress, cash in a jar at home, and you want to buy a house soon, put that money in the bank. Put it in the bank. The next thing you can do is you can get a gift of funds. So mom and dad say, you know what, we'll give you $5,000 to buy if you buy a house. If you get the heck out of my house, I'll give you $5,000. You can use that. However, here's what comes into play. We need to show it coming from mom and dad's account into your account because we need to source and season the money. In that case, we need to source it. So where did it come from? Mom and dad gave it to you. We need a bank statement. That sometimes is sticky. Parents are like, well, I don't want to give them my bank statement. Well, you're giving them the money. We have to show where and how it came from because we want to make sure it wasn't borrowed and we want to make sure it's legit funds, legal funds. So that's kind of the best way to put it. So, okay, that's that. So we discussed the mortgage underwriting process. I hope I discussed it as thorough as I can in this length of time that we have. So, I'm going to end with a hack of the day. There is such a thing now called a advanced dispute letter. So here's what I'd suggest you do. Go to creditscoresandmore.com, creditscoresandmore.com. Get a copy of your credit report. It's step number 2. Get that report and go through it thoroughly. if you see any accounts on there that are derogatory, meaning bad, try to look through it as close as you can and find some inaccuracies. Okay. Then what we do is we'll put together a dispute letter and we'll send that into the credit agencies, the credit TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. And that company has to respond within 30 days or they have to correct it or remove it from your credit report. That's a huge tool in today's world. So I want to thank you for listening. Again, my name is Dan Frio, The Mortgage Update. If you want to reach out to me, just give me a call at 844-775-LOAN or visit me on the web at windmortgage.com or shoot me an email at dfrio, that's F-R-I-O, at parksidelending.com. God bless. I'll be back same time, same place. See you then.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 30 years, Dan Frio has mastered the real estate market as one of the country's premier mortgage advisors. Call Dan today at 844-775-LOAN. That's 844-775-5626. Or online at thefrioteam.com.